This is Lynn Hollander Savio, first speaker.
50 years ago today, if you were coming out of that class there, you would have seen a police car in the middle of this plaza. And in that police car, there was sitting a man. Around that police car, there were a bunch of students lying on the ground. And around them, more students sitting. And as the minutes passed, more and more students were sitting there. And you might ask, why is that person in the police car? It was a very simple thing. He had started an hour before, maybe 10 minutes before, sorry, sitting at a table at the base of these steps. He was handing out leaflets for the Congress of Racial Equality. I don't know what the leaflet said. They probably said there was going to be a demonstration. He was collecting money for that. That's all he was doing when somebody from the dean's office came over, asked him to identify himself, and when he couldn't produce a reg card, had him arrested. Jack went limp, and good civil rights style, and they brought a police car onto the middle of the campus, middle of Sproul Plaza, put him in it, but somebody yelled, sit down, and a lot of people sat down. More and more people began to sit down, and they stayed there for 32 hours. You might ask, how come he was arrested for sitting at a table and passing out literature? We have tables here all the time, you say, advertising a whole bunch of causes. But in the fall of 1964, you couldn't have a political table on this campus. They put you at the entrance on Bancroft, and you had a 26-foot strip to put your tables, hand out literature advertising the civil rights actions and the farm worker support actions that were going on, signing up members to come to those tables and raising money for those causes. You had a 26-foot strip to do that only because the university had forgotten that they still own that piece of property. When they discovered it, because somebody from the Oakland Tribune called to remind them of that and to remind them of the fact that people were leaving from Berkeley and picketing the Oakland Tribune for unfair hiring practices, the university sent out a notice that we could not have tables there, that there would be no social and political advocacy to improve conditions in the United States or elsewhere on this campus. Okay. Welcome, students of UC of today. Okay. The students in 1964 fought the administration nonviolently with sit-ins, they started with negotiations. Negotiations broke down and it went on to a sit-in. And the right to have campus tables to advocate political and social action and social change from this campus was firmly established. They've tried to take that right away from time to time, but people have resisted. And today, they still enjoy that right and will resist any attempt to take it away. I'm going to turn the rally over now for a greeting to the ASUC Vice President for External Affairs, Caitlin Quinn, if she is here. Caitlin, okay, she'll have a brief welcome to you.